The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set to USAPrepares.com. Hour number two. And I'm delighted to introduce our newest USAPrepares.com instructor, Gayla Pruitt. She's a broadcast journalist. She's a part-time university instructor. She teaches television production. And she wrote a book called Seed Police, S-E-E-D, Police. It's right up our alley here at USA Prepares. And I met Gayla Pruitt at a preparedness expo, Preppers and Patriots Expo, in Springfield, Missouri. And she and I were chatting, and I saw her book, and so I got a chance to read the book. And it's a sci-fi novel. I read it last night. And it was written a few years ago. And while it was probably sci-fi then, it's becoming more true right now. We're going to talk about that, The Seed Police. Welcome, Gayla Pruitt.
Thank you very much.
Gayla, it's delightful to be on the air with you. And I've got the book in my hand. Can you tell us what made you start writing a book called Seed Police? Because in it you talk about all kinds of things. Basically, one of the things that you talk about is government control of the food supply. As a matter of fact, you even get to the point where it's illegal to eat anything other than what the government food manufacturing operation produces. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. In the novel, it's basically you're not allowed to grow any food. The government is the only entity that is allowed to grow food. You're not allowed to own seeds. And there is a group that has dodged the government patrols, and they call themselves the Seed Savers. And the government's food is all genetically engineered. They've come up with this plan that they can make it better than nature, and so everything's genetically engineered. It's supposed to keep everyone from having a disease. You're supposed to be disease-free. And so people actually, though, later, because they're eating this genetically modified food, they start becoming very ill. And so this small group of seed savers are the only ones that have any pure seeds left, and they're trying to help other people.
So what was touted as by the government as being a panacea, you know, we're going to be able to fix disease, we're going to make sure that you don't have disease, and what you have to do to prevent disease is eat this new government food. And in your book, initially it seems like it works, and a lot of programs seem to be marketed as if they're working at first, but then there's a twist.
Right, it all starts falling apart, and they start blaming the people that are the seed savers. They say they're the ones that are contaminating the food supply, and they basically label them as terrorists, and so they're hunting them down one by one, trying to stop them from having anything, any pure seeds, because then there's no competition. They can do what they want.
You know what this sounds like? It really sounds like Monsanto, you know, with... Dr. Norman Shealy and I have been calling Monsanto, and that comes from one of our instructors who comes to the meetups, and he just, you know, shouts out Monsanto whenever he's speaking. because he thinks they are that evil. And here we have in your book the seed police are coming after people who are trying to survive on their own, trying to grow natural food, and they've made it illegal. Now, what happens with the general public? What do they think of the seed police?
Well, the media machine is very active, and so the government has them spinning these people that are actually the good guys trying to help everyone as the evil people. And so they kind of tell everyone to keep an eye out for them. If they see any food that's not, doesn't have the government safety label, that it's not, it's like counterfeit food. And so they encourage everyone to turn these people in if they see them. And so they've been labeled as the ones creating all this disease, when actually they're the ones trying to save everybody, and they do that through the media.
So let me see if I've got this right. You know, I see the parallel in the news. If you Homeland Security, if you see something, say something. You know, rat on your neighbor. Imagine your neighbor is growing his own food. What is he thinking? I mean, and the media has been spinning this in your book as if someone growing his own food is doing something evil, absolutely evil. How do they get away with that?
Well, they get public opinion behind them because they have control of the information. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to write this story. I feel like we don't always get all the information, and sometimes we don't want to take time to know all the information, but maybe we might want to read an entertaining story, an engaging story, or the book is also originally based on a screenplay that I had written. I wrote the screenplay first, and so, or watch a movie, and just to kind of get people to start thinking about some of the things that are going on, and through a fictional story, but yet there's elements of truth in the story.
Gayla, I've invited you to come to the Get Prepared Expo and share your story with those who want to be guests at the expo and for you to meet the other instructors. And I think it's valuable what you're saying about, because you're tying a lot of things together. You're tying the government spying. You know, the government is watching your every move. This is like George Orwell's 1984 on steroids. The government is watching your moves. You can't share with other people what you know, because they might be informants. They might get you arrested. You might end up in prison for the rest of your life for doing something that, oh, maybe in the 1990s was perfectly legal, but, you know, in your book, set sometime in the future, it's illegal. How has television, how has the dinosaur radio media, that's not us, that would be the old media, how did they get conned into doing this? Or did they do it on their own? How did they become part of the big lies?
I think it's all money, and I think there are a lot of good journalists out there, but I think if they are and they try to maybe tell more of a more balanced story, that they're squelched. And if you watch just mainstream news or mainstream media and you look at the commercials and who's paying for that, and so a lot of it, even when I worked at a small market television station many years ago, there was a reporter that wanted to, and I tell my students this story, there was a reporter who wanted to do a story on just the whole fast food industry and how wasteful it is because of, and I don't know what the situation is now, but at that time, if things were set out more than a few minutes, then they had to throw it away because of regulations. And his spin on the story is, why do we have to have everything so instant? Why can't they make the burger and so it's not thrown out? And he wanted to do a story on that. And the sales department basically shut that story down. And this is small market television. He was not allowed to do that story because that would offend some big paying customers for advertising dollars. So unfortunately, money talks in our society, and we can turn that around in a positive way. We are we are a market-driven society, and so we can vote with our pocketbooks. And if we have the information at hand and we know things, these things that aren't good for us, and we choose not to buy them, then companies will respond because it's all about making money. But we have to have that information first. We have to know those things in order to make those choices.
Gayla, can you describe generically your students in your class at the college level? What are they studying outside of your class?
Well, I go to where I teach is a very conservative university, so it's probably not like your mainstream universities. And obviously, they've grown up with one of the things I see that the lack of privacy doesn't seem to bother them, and I think that's just that generation as much as it did our generation, my generation, and because they're so used to everything being out there, and so privacy is not as important to them, I don't think, but like I said, probably where I'm at is not maybe typically as representative as other places, but that's one of the things I've noticed. It doesn't concern them maybe as much as it would have for generations in the past because they're so used to it. They've grown up with that.
Well, privacy is a big deal to me.
And,
it really is a big deal. And I remember when I was 17 years old, I'm 61 now, but when I was 17, I was driving with my dad and there was a roadblock up ahead and, you know, the lights were there, the police cars were there, and it was just a small roadblock, nothing like what it is today.
Right.
And my dad, you know, as we approached, my dad said, look, it's okay. It's okay. You know, we're not doing anything wrong. And I said, Dad, that's why it's not okay. Because we're not doing anything wrong. It's not okay to stop us just because these thugs with uniforms, guns, and badges think that they can. It's not okay.
Right.
And I object to the invasion of our privacy. As a matter of fact, Gail, I don't think you know this, but one Friday night, you know, I live on a farm probably about 60 miles or so east of you. And one Friday night, a police car showed up at 11:30 at night and drove down our long driveway. It's a third of a mile long. Rode around, came back by the farmhouse, and then looked around and then left. I was so outraged, I called the sheriff the following... It's a long story, but and I've told it on the air, but I called the sheriff the following Monday during the commercial bottom of the hour commercial break. And he said, you know, Vincent, some people like it when we come to check on them. And I said, not me, not me. You're trespassing. Stay off my property unless I call you.
Right.
And I think that that's an invasion of privacy. And so I have to put a sign up that says, government employees are not allowed on this property. It's considered trespassing. Stay out. If you're a government employee, stay out. Otherwise, you're welcome.
Right. No, I agree. Yes.
Well, let's when we come back, Gayla Pruitt, I'd like to ask you, are you a target based on what you're saying to your students? Are you a target? We'll be right back. Gayla Pruitt, Seed Police.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gayla Pruitt's with us, and she wrote the book, the sci-fi novel, Seed Police. And we're talking about what happened to broadcast journalism. Gayla, I don't see many investigative reporters. I really don't. What I'm seeing is there are just a few news feeds, and most of the stories in mainstream or the dinosaur media pick up on these stories, and they use those stories. And they might put a few of their own words to those stories, but pretty much if you were to watch the mainstream dinosaur media television, it's the same story night after. I mean, they all have the same stories. It's the same news.
Well, and also a lot of it, you know, I kind of call it monopolized, too, because so many of the mainstream news organizations are owned by the same company. I know even locally there are like two different news stations that are in the same building owned by the same company. So you have very few people actually in charge of the information anymore. And I know that's also on a national level. And then, yeah, like you said, it's like they just kind of recreate news releases. And I was watching, somebody had put a video together the other day that just really illustrated this point, and it was verbatim. Mm-hmm. There was like 20 different, and they were all local news stations, and they were reading a story, and it was verbatim. So they had read the news story off their wire service or whatever, and they had not changed information whatsoever. So you know they did not do any research. They did not interview anyone. They did not ask any hard questions. And it seems like that's what we don't have anymore, is asking the hard questions. It's just become more of a promotional tool instead of what news, broadcast news journalism, not all, but a lot of the mainstream, it's really lost that to me. It's not just telling people the information and letting people make up their own mind. It's more of, this is our spin, and we're going to tell you what we think you need to know because we know best. So,
yeah, well, let me share something with you. Probably a year and a half ago, I got a call here at my studio at the farm. And this guy said, hey, listen, you know, you can have your own radio show. I said, really? He said, yeah, I'll tell you what we'll do. Now, there's a $495 setup fee, and we'll get you all set up. And then for, I think, $1,500 a month, we can get you on the air. And you know, you'll have your own blog talk radio show.
Right.
I said, how'd you get my number? And he said, well, you know, someone gave me your number. And I said, so for $495, we'd get me all set up. And $1,500 a month, I can have my own radio show. He goes, absolutely right. I said, do you think I could do it? He goes, absolutely, I think you could do it. I said, do you know what I do? He said, no. I said, I already have one.
So, and they don't charge you, I'm sure.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's backward.
That's exactly right. So what I'm saying is, I'm leading into something. Some radio stations, even in our market here in Springfield, Missouri, if you want to have a radio show and you have enough money, let's say $400 an hour, you can buy broadcast time. About, you know, you don't get a full hour, but you get maybe 46 minutes, and you can have your own radio show. But what you talked about the money, you know, that's what's happening. Radio, in many cases, broadcasters actually pay for their program. So if you hear a program about, you know, the chiropractic hour or the travel hour or the fix up your home show hour or the pet hour, a lot of that programming is paid for. It's actually an infomercial,
right,
disguised as a radio show.
Right.
So that's one of the things that's happened in broadcasting. So instead of a radio station paying someone to be an investigative journalist and a reporter and so forth and an on-air personality, it's been flipped where if you want to be on the radio, you pay the radio station. And so what we're doing is we're kind of exposing the underbelly of what's happening. And that's where if you want to be a journalist and you want to pay to be on the air, you can do that. You can pay to do research and be on the air and expose. Yeah, that can be done. But most people can't get enough advertisers to make that happen. So what I've seen is you have taken what you have learned about the system, about broadcasting, about the government spying, about the future as you see it, put it in this book called Seed Police, where it's illegal to control your own destiny. But you focus on just one main area, which is eating. Is that right?
Right. I mean, what's more important than our food? I mean, that's the fuel for our body. And if we don't have control of our own food, then people will have control over us.
Yeah. And when we come back, let's talk about asthma, ADHD, learning disabilities, and pressure-treated wood.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, here's the way I see this. Gayla Pruitt couldn't take it anymore. She just had to get the information out there, just like John Reagan and just like a whole bunch of us here at USA Prepares. So she wrote this book. She wanted you to know. So she wrote a novel. She thought, okay, you know, there are a lot of ways that She could teach you. But an easy-to-read 146-page book. It's available on Amazon.com. Seed Police, S-E-E-D, Police. So she's getting the information out in her way about the corruption, about where our future may go. And it seems to me that she's right on the money with this. You know, small farms are being regulated out of business. Right down the road from us in our county, there was a farm that was producing cheese. They were producing cheese. They had about $250,000 worth of cheese that was taken to the dump. It was taken to the landfill because it was deemed unsafe. There was nothing wrong with it. And the government came down on this farm, the milk board, and shut down Morningland Dairy. Okay. As a matter of fact, I believe Joe Dixon was speaking at the same expo where I was speaking, in the same expo that Gayla and Pruitt and I met in Springfield, Missouri. This is happening all around us. We are being shut down. And pretty soon, it really seems like this sci-fi novel that you wrote, Gayla, is going to become more reality. I really believe it. And if you look, you have a passion about food colors. You have a passion about preservatives, BHA, BHT. You're concerned with the link to asthma, ADHD, learning disabilities, and even pressure-treated wood. Let's talk about it.
Well, I kind of had those experiences personally, and so I wasn't looking for all this, but our life kind of fell apart. And so I had always trusted when you go to the store and you buy something that there's an agency looking out for you. I mean, this is America, and so it should be okay. It should be all right for your family. But our daughter, when she was about three, she had been a very, very easy baby. And then when she turned about three, she started having a lot of behavior issues, didn't sleep. She also had health issues a lot, and this continued until she was in school. And she tested for the gifted program in kindergarten, and then in first grade she couldn't learn to read. So a friend of mine told me about this program. It's called the Fine Gold Diet. And when Gracie, when our daughter was in third grade, and so we tried it. At this time, I'm like, I'll try anything. And basically, it was just eliminating artificial things from your diet, which is kind of harder to do than you might think. It's not as hard now as when we first started it. And what's good about the Feingold Association, they help you do that, but it eliminates the artificial dyes, the BHA, BHT, like you mentioned, and artificial preservatives. And one of the things that surprised me when I first started the diet is to learn that all the FD&C food colors are petroleum-based. They're made from petroleum. I didn't believe that at first. I'm like, how can that be in our food? Well, it is. I even found it on the FDA website. So that was a shocker to me. And when you start learning these things, you realize all these things you thought that were true are not. And so you start questioning everything. And that's kind of what we started on that journey. I'm like, well, I don't trust this. I have to research it. And maybe because of my background, I wanted to know for myself. And the Feingold Association was very helpful. It's run mostly by a group of volunteers. And this was started in the 60s by a pediatric allergist. So it was based off of a doctor's findings. It was all anecdotal is what, because they've not been able to pay for really big studies, but there are testimonies after testimonials on the website that you can go to. It's feingold.org, F-E-I-N-G-O-L-D. And parent after parent, that this has helped their kids and helped them with behavior issues, helped them with, like you mentioned, with things like allergies, eczema, asthma. I don't think our bodies were meant to eat petroleum. So when you start reading about the chemicals in our food, you start maybe understanding why we're having so many health issues with our children and behavior and learning issues with our children.
Back in the 70s, when I was looking for where I would like to be employed, I found a company called IFF. International Flavors and Fragrances.
Oh,
this is a company that started in 1889. So here we have a company whose mission it is to make gum more fragrant,
right,
more flavorful, to make the experience more than it would be in nature. And they came up with all kinds of flavors and fragrances. And if you think about it, if you go to, I'll even mention a name, if you go to the Olive Garden restaurant, I can almost guarantee that your waiter or waitress will say to you, well, how did that taste? How was that flavorful? They don't say, what do you think about the nutrition that you just consumed? That doesn't even come up.
Right.
It's, how did that taste? And so you found a link between your daughter's inability to learn how to read and food?
Well, and I think that's the hard thing for people to think of food. How can food affect that? But we're not talking about food. And I think when we start realizing we're talking about the chemicals added to our food, we're talking about chemicals. And, you know, we know drugs affect our brain. Well, these are, to me, are similar to drugs. They're not natural for our bodies to have that in our system is how I believe, and the Feingold Association supports that. And so, yes, it's these chemicals that are affecting us neurologically and physiologically. And so when we start realizing we're not talking about food, we're talking about chemicals, then I think we understand more of how this can affect that.
Okay. So when you go down the beverage aisle at the Chinese factory outlet and you look at some of these drinks, I see, well, blue Gatorade.
Right.
I see orange Gatorade. And those don't look like natural colors to me.
Right.
I mean, seriously, if you look out and if you walk in our woods on our farm, or you're a farmer, if you walk in your woods, do you see that color orange, that color blue, that color green, that color pink, that color yellow? It's just not there. It doesn't happen in nature.
Right.
So why would we consume that?
Well, we don't know a lot of the times. We don't put that together, that that's what's possibly causing some of our issues. And it's cheaper for companies to make it from petroleum than it is to actually use natural food dyes. And that's how until after World War II is when we started the chemical revolution, after that time, and that's when we started developing all these things. So prior to that, everything was colored naturally, and you have to have higher quality foods, obviously, to have that vibrant color. So you can have inferior foods and color them with artificial things so they look appealing, though they're not nourishing to our bodies, but we think they are because of how they look and how they taste because they've been artificially flavored. So it's all about saving money, in my opinion. But you can find alternatives, and that's what's good about the Feingold Association. They help you find healthy alternatives, and your kids do not have to be, they don't promote, you know, the children eat candy all the time, but you can have, children don't have to be deprived of certain things and still be able to avoid these things that are hurting them.
I'm at the Feingold, Feingold.org website class, if you'd like to go to it. I'll put a link up on USAPrepares.com this weekend when I get our website up and running. And I'm also going to link to Seed Police so that you'll get a chance to meet Gayla Pruitt. Gayla, we looked at the food dyes, and we looked at BHA and BHA. T and TBHQ. And my mother is in her 90s, and people say she looks really healthy. Now, she grew up with two siblings, a brother and a sister, and my mom was very concerned about BHA, BHT. I'm talking about many, many, many years ago. And she called up the company that manufactures Cheerios, I believe it's General Mills, and said, what's with this, I'm trying to think of the chemical, that they use to bleach the flour. She said she uses that to strip the paint off furniture. And they said, well, you know, it whitens it. It whitens Cheerios. Well, my mom would not eat that. My mom wanted to know why. And so if she saw BHA, BHT, those kinds of ingredients and, you know, food dyes, we didn't have it in our house. Now, I don't feel like I was deprived of the joys of life because we didn't eat those things. But the point is, my mom outlived her brother and sister who did consume those things.
Right. And she was ahead of, she was very wise and ahead of her time, I believe. And
Yes, absolutely.
It does make an impact on your health. Go ahead.
Trisodium phosphate is the chemical I was thinking of. And when you mentioned chemicals, I remember seeing trucks that said on the side of them, better living through chemistry. And I believe that was in the 70s, maybe the 60s. And the company was DuPont, better living through chemistry. That's what I believe I saw back then. You don't see that anymore. You don't see better living through chemistry on trucks. Because we're learning that chemistry is food dyes. Let's talk about the relationship that you have in your book to the preservatives in wood, and what happened with a common deck, a deck built with CCA wood.
Well, our boys, when they were like 3 and 1.5 years old, they were constantly sick. And I'm talking every time they had a cold, it would always run into an infection. And then the antibiotics, which we all know if you have repeated antibiotic use, what that does to your system and your gut flora. And so I'm thinking, okay, they have allergies. And we're already doing the Feingold diet. So we're trying that. And that helped them tremendously. But they were constantly sick. And we also had a baby at this time, and he would sleep longer and sleep better at night than my 1.5-year-old and 3-year-old would. Mm-hmm. And so we took them to a specialist in Kansas City thinking, okay, this is allergies, what's going on? And he wanted to run a heavy metal test on them. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. This time it's not going to hurt them. And he discovered arsenic, high levels of arsenic. And so that started me on a quest of where is this arsenic coming from?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, we're talking with Gayla Pruitt. Her book, Seed Police, it's available on Amazon.com, and we'll have a post on USAPrepares.com, the website, so you can have a link to it. Gayla, as we journey through life, events happen to awaken us, like the death of a close friend or a family member, and we go, whoa. It kind of awakens us to how precious life is. And that's my reaction to Seed Police. It's an awakening to the government control. It's an awakening to the government lies. It's an awakening to the government spying. It's an awakening to government-mandated diseases and death in your sci-fi novel. But it's becoming closer and closer to reality. It's actually frighteningly close to reality. Do you agree or disagree with what I just said?
Well, actually, yes. I wrote the book about in 2010, and I do feel like some of the elements aren't as far-fetched as they were then. And I do think we have ways to, if we can be aware, then we as a public can make changes. And so hopefully these scenarios that are in the book, you know, whether they're exactly the same or similar, will not happen. And so I feel like the power is in information, and that's why I did write the book, as I wanted people to start thinking and asking more questions.
And previously you talked about arsenic. Now, class, what we're talking about is a chemical that is found in pressure-treated wood. And if you saw this wood, if you put your hands on it, you are become, if you breathe in some of the dust from the sawing of pressure-treated wood, you can become ill. You can become poisoned with arsenic. And please tell, we've got like maybe 2 minutes left, please tell your story about how serious that was in your household.
Well, like I had mentioned earlier, my boys were horribly sick. They basically didn't have an immune system is what it seemed like anymore. And so when we found out about the arsenic exposure, I was looking, trying to find out where this could be coming from. And so I just typed in a search, arsenic. And at that time, the EPA was asking for a voluntary recall of CCA-treated lumber. And that does not mean recall it from where it's out in the world, but not to sell it. They did not actually make them take it off the market, but they did ask them not to sell it anymore. And so that's the first time I had even discovered. I did not know what CCA stood for. I just assumed you go buy wood at the lumber store and you build a picnic table with it, you build a deck with it, it's safe. And that's when I discovered it had arsenic in it. And we did testing on our well, it was good. We did testing on the wood, we found all that obviously in the wood. And then under the soil, under our deck, it had leached into the soil. And so we did control samples and everything, and the soil under the deck was much higher, so it was coming out. And then our boys were touching it as they were going down the steps, and so it made them horribly sick. And so we had to work with doctors, and we did some alternative health, some homeopathics and things, and to get their bodies back. And I really wanted everyone at that time to know about it. It's still out there, unfortunately. There are numerous picnic tables and decks still made from it. And they did replace the wood with something else, which I would encourage people to research that also. I believe it has high amounts of copper, which copper, too much of it can make you sick also. So sometimes when we get rid of one thing, the thing that replaces it may not be any or much better. So I would just encourage people, like I said, to always question and do their research and make sure that it's okay.
You know, I'm willing to bet, and I'm not a betting man, but I'm willing to bet that most of the homes in the United States of America have some amount of CCA-treated lumber in them.
You would be correct.
Picnic tables?
Yes.
Picnic tables? Decks? Show me a deck that's not made with pressure-treated lumber. Show me one.
Right.
I've only seen one in my life, and that was one that we built out of cedar in Michigan for a relative. It's the only one I know of that wasn't built with pressure-treated lumber. Gayla Pruitt, Seed Police. It's on Amazon.com. If you'd like to get the book, I suggest you consider it. And share it with friends and family. It's going to wake you up. It's a sci-fi novel. It's a quick read. I read it in about an hour. I think you'll be seriously, seriously affected by what you learn. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, Gayla.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.